各位大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
在以西结书里面的预言有分为两种。
In the book of Ezekiel, there are two separate prophecies.
一种呢是指着当时的世代马上会发生的事情所讲的。
The first type is regarding what is currently happening at that time.
譬如说巴比伦王很快就要来消灭以色列。
For example, the kingdom of Babylon is coming to destroy the Israelites.
但是另外一种预言呢，是指着世界末日之前，先知被圣灵感动所讲出来的。
But the second type of prophecy is talking about the end of the world.
就说以西结在讲的时候，他自己也不知道到底自己在讲什么，或者是怎么样会应验呢？
When Ezekiel was talking about these prophecies, he didn't know what they meant or that it was regarding the end of the world.
第一页，我们首先来讲一个名词，叫做终末论。
First, we're going to talk about something called eschatology.
Eschatology. 什么叫终末论呢？
And what does eschatology mean?
终末论就是讲有关于圣经里面主耶稣基督要再临之前所要发生的事情。
And what eschatology is talking about is it will talk about the last things that will happen before our Lord Jesus comes.
Eschato 就是最后。
And eschaton means last.
Logi 就是一种学习，所以加起来就是学习有关于最后阶段会发生的事，就是主耶稣再来之前。
And logi means study, which means eschatology is talking about the study of everything of the end things.
下一页，当我们读到以西结38-39章的时候，会看到有关于一个叫做哥哥的或者是马各的这个侵略。
And in Ezekiel, at the end of it, we will see something called the Magog invasion.
到底在讲什么？
And what is this talking about?
其实就是在讲终末论要发生的事情。
And it is talking about things that will happen in the end days.
以后有在主耶稣再来之前会发生三件很重要的事。
And before our Lord Jesus comes, there are three major events that will happen.
第一件事。
The first one.
就是在这个物质的世界上会有第三次，也是最后一次的世界大战。
Is that in this world there will be a third world war?
人类已经打了两次世界大战。
And mankind have already had two world wars.
但是第三次会是最后一次。
But the last time and the third time will be its last one.
因为毁灭性会最大。
Because its destruction will be very great.
还有呢，是跟神的选民以色列人有关系的。
And it will be related to the chosen ones of God.
第二件会发生的事。
The second major event.
就是地上的犹太人剩下的，大战里面没有死掉的这些少数。会悔改，相信耶稣基督。
And it is that the remaining Jews in this earth will repent and believe in our Lord Jesus.
第三件事情。
The third event.
就是属灵的真教会会在主耶稣而来之前受到非常大的围攻跟属灵的征战。
The true church will experience a lot of persecution and spiritual warfare.
那这个就是末世还在进行将会发生的几件事情。
And these are three major events that will happen before the end times.
那在38-39章以西结书啊，竟然呢都有提到这三件的大事。
In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it records three of these events.
我们首先看38章1-3节。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1-3.
38章1-3节。
38 verse 1-3. Verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 2. Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against him. 3. And say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal.
我们今天的主题就是从第三节所说的。
And today's topic comes from verse 3.
神自己会跟哥哥，这个哥哥就是罗斯地的米色四巴的王哥哥。他说：“我要与你为敌啊。”
And it here says, "Thus says the Lord God: Behold, I am against you, O Gog, and this Gog is the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal."
那到底为什么神要与他为敌？
And why will God be with him?
到底它代表什么?
What does this mean?
当然了, 圣经里面很少直接神说我与某一个国家或者是某一个集团为敌的。
And in the Bible, it rarely records God saying, I am against you.
但是呢, 在这里很明显, 神就跟这个集团, 跟以哥哥为首的这些集团的国家说, 我要跟你为敌。
However, here God specifically tells these nations and he says, I am against you.
为什么?
Why does he say this?
原因很简单, 因为他们就是与神为敌。
And the reason is very simple. It is because they are against God.
他们要攻击神的百姓, 攻击神的选民。
Because they will attack the people of God.
所以神要保护他的百姓, 他的选民。
And therefore, God must protect his people.
所以神要与哥哥为敌。
And this is why God here says, I am against you.
好, 到底这个马各, 38章的第一节啊, 这个马各地到底是指哪里呢?
And here in verse 1 and 2, it says the land of Magog. And where is this?
我们看创世纪的第十章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 10.
第二节,
verse 2.
创世纪十章第二节。
Genesis chapter 10, verse 2.
请读。
Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tyrus.
原来这个马各就是他的爸爸，就是亚佛。
And here we see that the father of Magog was Japheth.
我们知道挪亚。 在十章一节有说有三个儿子，
and we know in verse 1 that it says that Noah had three sons.
就是闪、含跟亚佛，
and that is Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
他们出了方舟之后，这三个儿子呢就往不同的地方去迁移。
And after they departed the ark, all three of his sons went to different areas of the world.
我们知道其中有一个叫亚佛，
and we know one is called Japheth.
这个人有七个儿子。
He had seven sons.
他的后代呢，是往欧洲，就今天的这个欧洲，还有亚洲最边边的部分那边去迁移。
And his descendants are now dwelling in the area of Europe and Asia.
好，那他们的后代呢，慢慢的就成为所谓的他们所住的地方呢，就所谓的马各，或者是这个哥马哥格地。
And where they are dwelling is called Gog and Magog.
我们看下一个图啊，这是一个地图。我们知道左边有欧洲，右边有亚洲。
And if we see in the map above, we see that it is Europe on one side and Asia on the other.
中间有一个地方，这是 Magog， 好吗？
And in between that, we see Magog.
还有呢，在左边一点叫 Gomer， 这是哥面。
And on the left of Magog, we see Gomer.
那这些人都是亚佛的后代所住的地方。
And these are all descendants of Japheth and where they dwelt.
那后来呢，他们就慢慢再往西，有一些往西迁移，就会成为后来的所谓的欧洲人。
And the other descendants went further east and therefore
west,
west and therefore they became Europeans.
那有一些呢就往东迁移。
And the other ones went east.
那这些人呢，就是所谓的今天的高加索人的后代。 Caucasian,
and these are now called Caucasians.
我们先看下一个图啊，下一个地图了，就是讲了这个亚佛绿色的箭啊，它亚佛往北，然后再往西。
And we see here very clearly that Japheth went to the west, and the others went to the east.
Okay, 然后闪的后代呢，就留在这个两河流域，在这个迦南地这边发展。
And we know that the descendants of Shem stayed in the land of Canaan.
那含的后代呢？ 首先他们留在迦南，然后有一些人又跑到非洲。
And the descendants of Ham, some stayed in the land of Canaan and some went to Africa.
所以大家记住了，这个马各就是亚佛的后代。
So we have to remember that Magog is a descendant of Japheth.
有人说啊，这个亚佛就是白人的祖先啊。
And some people say that that Japheth is the father of all of the Caucasians.
那到底 这个 Caucasian 这个字怎么来的？我们也讲一讲。And
so where did the word Caucasian come from?
今天我们说啊， Caucasian 就等于白人。And
so Caucasian is white people.
今天我们这样想啊，That's
what we think today.
其实啊，不完全准确。But
however, that is not accurate.
Caucasian 这个字呢，其实从个地名来的，这个地方有一个地方叫 Caucasus 啊。
The word Caucasian actually comes from a land called Caucasus.
其实这个中文的翻译就是高加索，高加索的这个地方。
And And it is called the
place called Caucasus.
The place is called Caucasus.
那这个字呢，其实跟哥哥有关系。 Caucasus 两个字加起来就是哥哥加山两个字合在一起 Gog and Caucasus.
And together these words mean Gog and Caucasus.
原来啊，这个Caucasus 这个后面这个字就是营地的意思，就是哥哥人的扎营地，就是 Caucasus.
And Caucasus means that they have conquered this area, so it is saying that the people of Gog had conquered this area.
They are camping there.
They are camping there.
那高加索这个地方呢，就是今天。 这个土耳其上面有亚美尼亚、乔治亚，还有俄罗斯啊、阿塞拜疆啊那些地方，这个地区叫做高加索地区。And
all of these areas above Turkey, which is Armenia and Georgia, is all the land of Gog.
其实到今天这个地方啊，这个 Caucasus 这个地方呢，政治还不是非常稳定。And
even till today, the land of Caucasus is not very stable.
但是我们知道亚佛的后代啊，他们一开始就是住在这个 Caucasus 高加索这个地方，后来再往四方八面的这样子在迁移。But
we know that the descendants of Japheth stayed there and they went to the surrounding areas.
但是呢，这些高加这个哥哥人呢，或者说所谓的这个后代啊，非常的会打仗。
And we know that the people of Magog is very good at fighting.
后来我们看下一个图啊，希腊人呢把它称之为西提古人。And
we know that the Greek has called them.
西提古了，没关系啊，他们的另外一个名字就是非常会打仗。And
they are people that are very great at in the battle.
后来这些高加索人的后代呢，这样子一直迁移，很会打打打打打，控制了很多地方，包括了中亚，还有甚至到快到亚洲那边呢。
And they are so great at fighting that they have conquered a lot of land.
传说啊，这个马格人啊，这些人啊，他们很凶暴，很残忍。And
it is said that the people of Magog are very cruel and vicious.
杀了敌人，砍了他们的头，还用他们的头骨来喝酒。And
they will behead their enemies and use their skull to drink wine.
所以他们是非常厉害的战斗士。
So they are very great in battle.
他们的军队也非常的强壮。And
their army is very strong.
好了，为什么他们会在圣经里面这个地方出现呢？
So why will they appear in the Bible?
其实神呢，早就知道历史，也在控制、掌控一切的历史。
God has already known what will happen in history, and He is in control of it.
我们看回来刚刚所说的这个以西结书了。Let
us turn back to Ezekiel chapter 38.
38章第2节。
Let us look at 38 verse 2.
就是说，你要面向马各地的哥哥，就是罗斯、米色、示巴。
Here it says, "Set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal."
原来这个哥哥啊是罗斯的王啊。And
we see here is that they are the prince of Rosh.
原来在那个时候，那个地方已经很厉害了，很大了。
And it seems here that during that time, they were already very strong in their area.
下一页，这个罗斯代表什么？
So what does Rosh mean today?
就是今天的俄罗斯人的祖先。And
Rosh is the ancestors of the Russians today.
我们知道俄罗斯也是一个非常的凶猛的一个民族，很会打架，也很会打仗。And
we know that the Russians are also a very strong nation.
我们知道中国的历史啊，如果你有读点中国历史，中国自古代以来就一直被北方的这些匈奴啊、一些外族啊来侵入，其实大部分都是这个俄罗斯人的祖先。And
if we know the history of China, we will know that in the past they were often attacked by the Russians.
原来在圣经那个时代，以西结那个时代，俄罗斯人的祖先已经很厉害了。
And it turns out, even in the past, during this time, they were already a very strong group.
但是那个时候，他们还没有来到以色列，因为他们太远了，他们那个时候没有去到以色列跟以色列人打仗。However,
at that time, they were unable to reach the Israelites.
因为以前没有飞机，没有这种很长途的这种汽车，他们不可能跑那么远。
Because at that time there were no airplanes or cars, so they were unable to reach them.
那个时候攻打犹大国的只有巴比伦。 跟波斯、马代两个帝国。And
we know that at that time, those who have gone to attack the Israelites have only been the Babylonians.
所以38章这个哥哥、马各、罗斯这些地方，不是指当时的这个历史来说的。And
here, when we say Rosh, Meshach, Tubal, we are not. It is not just talking about the past.
是预言终末主耶稣要来之前要发生的世界大战。
What it is prophesying is what will happen at the end of, and it will be the Third World War.
这是我们下一页所讲的终末论的第一件很重要的事情。
And that is what will happen in the end of the time, and that is war.
圣经已经指明了，在终末的时候，这些罗斯啊，就是现在的俄罗斯，还有包括亚拉伯世界的他的盟友啊，会跟以色列打仗。
And it is telling us that at the end times, Russia and the Arabs will ally together, and they will come to attack the Israelites.
请读第四节。
Let us read verse 4.
四到第五节。
4 to 5. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out, with all your army, horses and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. 5. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shields and helmet.
啊，这里说啊，除了这个哥哥，这个王之外呢，跟随他出来的还有好多地方的人。
And here, apart from the king of Gog, together with him is many different nations.
啊，包括波斯人
，including the Persians.
这个波斯就是今天的伊朗。
And the Persia here is the Arabics of today.
我们知道 Iran
啊 ，Iran.
这个伊朗啊，不是前几个月还打下来台这个乌克兰的飞机啊，里面还是有加拿大人。
And we know that a few months ago, the Iranians actually struck down a plane that contained some Canadians.
伊朗呢，今天来说呢，也是以色列人的死对头。
And for the people of Israel, they are also their enemies today.
因为伊朗呢，他明讲了，我们要消灭以色列，我们的目标就是要消灭以色列。
Because the goal of the Iranians is to destroy the Israelites.
伊朗也是很努力，要一直拿到核子弹。
Because they are trying very hard to get the nuclear bomb.
那伊朗的背后是谁
？And who is behind the Iranians？
就是俄罗斯。
And that is Persia.
因为俄罗斯一直卖武器给他。
That is Russia because they keep selling them items.
啊，俄罗斯在后面支持他，控制他。
And the Russian is behind them, controlling them and supporting them.
完全应验圣经的预言。
And so it is going according to the prophecy in the Bible.
第五节这里说还有一些非洲的国家，有一些北非的国家，也是亚拉伯的世界。
And here it also mentions that Ethiopia and Libya will also come with them.
但是带头的是哥哥。
However, the leader is Magog.
就是现在的俄罗斯。
And that is the Russians of today.
啊，那到底为什么会这样
？So why will this happen？
我查过一些历史，在五六十年代，当美国跟苏联在冷战的时候
，and at that time when the Soviet Union and the United States were having the Cold War，
这个是五六十年代了。
This was about 50 to 60 years ago。
美国当然是支持以色列。
The U.S. supported Israel。
但是苏联呢？那个时候苏联呢？就是俄罗斯的啊，之前呢，苏联呢就是偷偷的支持这个伊朗啦、啊，支持这些啊叙利亚这些国家。
However, the Soviet Union supported the Arabian countries and Persia.
还有 Syria.
And Syria.
啊，就形成两个阵型啊，在中东就是有一个冷战的对抗，随时可能都可以打仗。
And that is why they had a Cold War.
啊，那这个是一个当时的世界的格局。
And that was something that happened at the time.
但是后来冷战结束了，大家以为就世界和平了，就没事了。
But after the Cold War was finished, everybody thought the world was at peace.
但是大家没有想到，过去五年世界发生非常大的改变。
But little did they know that in the past 5 years, the world has changed.
啊，我们看下一页啊。2014年，本来是那个时候苏联解体了，那这个俄罗斯也不强大了，本来是 super power 超级强国，后来也没有那么强。
And at that time, they thought they were a superpower.
后来苏联解体啊 ，Soviet Union disintegrated.
However, the Soviet Union disintegrated.
俄罗斯一下就没有那么厉害了。
And they were not very strong.
但是呢，这个事情还没有完结。
However, it was not solved.
到了2014年的时候
，But in 2014,
大家看新闻知道这个俄罗斯吞并了这个克里米亚。
And we know that in 2014, Russia went to invade Crimea.
他直接从乌克兰手中抢到这个克里米亚。
And they stole Crimea straight out of the hands of the Ukrainians.
好，为什么要抢克里米亚
？And why did they want to overtake Crimea？
因为克里米亚那边有一个黑海的这个海港。
And that is because they had a port
in the Black Sea 啊。
In the Black Sea.
所以他们的军队要出去，一定要经过这些港口更快。
And in order for their troops to leave Russia, they need to go through this area.
因为大量的军队一定要坐船出去。
Because the mighty army ships have to go through.
他是硬拿了克里米亚。
And that is why they went to take Crimea.
到今天来说，他们还是被国际很多西方制裁。
And which is why even today they are controlled.
那为什么他拿克里米亚呢？
And why did they want to control Crimea?
原来隔一年之后，2015年发生一件大事。
And that is because in 2015 something happened.
当时候叙利亚打内战打得非常的厉害。
And at that time, Syria was having great conflicts.
我们加拿大也受了很多叙利亚的难民。
And even Canadians started to take in refugees from Syria.
那个时候的叙利亚的独裁者萨这个亚沙差点倒台了，快输了，快被推翻了。
And at that time, the Syrian government was almost taken over.
Almost toppled.
Almost
been thrown away.
Almost thrown out.
好，但是在最关键的时候，普京啊，就是俄罗斯的总统出手。
But then at that time, the Russians came out to support.
他派大军，很快的速度去到叙利亚。
And he sent out his armies to go to Syria.
哇，那个整个就不一样了。
And everything changed.
所以到现在为止，叙利亚的政府还是支持者。
And that is why Syria is still supporting Russia.
Still standing. 那这个告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us today?
其实冷战的时候，苏联的军队没有去过中东。
It is telling us that before that, Syria has never gone to the Middle East.
In the Cold War, during the Cold War, the Soviet didn't go to the Middle East.
During the Cold War, the Soviet didn't go to the Middle East.
但是竟然2015年开始，俄罗斯的军队在叙利亚，就是中东这一块土地上面。
But ever since 2015, they are now on the land of the Middle East.
在叙利亚，到今天还没有完全撤走。
And Syria is still there to this day.
叙利亚就在以色列上面一点点而已。
And Syria is only a little bit above Israel.
这个是告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
历史的发展完完全全按照圣经的铺排前进。
It is telling us that history is happening according to the prophecy in the Bible.
下一页，因为这个军队叫北方的极初的军队。
And because this army is from the north.
我们看38章的第15节。
Let us look at chapter 38, verse 15.
38章15节。
Verse 15. Then you will come from your place out of the far north, you and many people with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army.
全世界有哪几个国家可以称为极北方的极初呢？跟北极有连在一起呢？
And how many countries in this world can be called that they are from the north?
Okay. 我们加拿大算是跟北极是差不多连在一起啊。
And Canada is very close to the North Pole.
但是我们跟中东不会是直接牵连。
But we do not have any associations with the Middle East.
这个北方的极初就是哥哥。
And this one that comes from the north is Gog.
就是预表幕后的俄罗斯。
And they are representing the people of Russia.
他的集团支持他的国家。
And they will always support their own country.
到最后会被勾、被引导去以色列地打这场最后的战争。
And in the end, they will come out of the north and fight with the Israelites.
当然，以色列的背后又是另外一个集团，这个就是圣经预言的下一个图。
And of course, behind the Israelites is another prophecy.
所以这个当时的地图，哥马就是欧洲那一边的，欧洲的人也会下来。
And in the end, people of Europe will also come down.
哇，这个下一页啊，北方的极初，刚我们读过了，这个真的是应验圣经的预言啊。
And these are all happening according to the prophecy of the Bible.
我们看这个启示录第九章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 9.
这绝对会发生的。这圣经讲得很清楚。
This is something that will truly happen because it is recorded in the Bible.
启示录第九章。
Revelation chapter 9.
十五节。
Verse 15 and 16. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. 16. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them.
当然启示录啊，这里形容在那一次的最后的战争啊，马军就有2万万，就是2亿，200 200 million.
And so here it records that there will be 200 million horsemen.
这是一个象征的数目, 不是实际的数目, 只是形容多的不能数啊。
And this is telling us that it is beyond this number.
在最后的第三次世界大战, 两边的军警, 所有的军队都会齐集在那个地方。
And in the Third World War, all of the nations and armies will come to this one place.
最后一战,
and that will be the final battle.
决战在, 以色列那边,
and that will be in Israel.
我们看16章的, 启示录16章的12节,
let us turn to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12.
启示录16章12节,
Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. And its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared.
现在还没有打那个仗, 因为伯拉大河的水还没有干。
And the reason the battle has not yet happened is because the river of Euphrates has not yet dried up.
这个代表神的时候还没有到, 所以他们不会打。
So this is telling us that God's timing has not yet come, so they won't fight.
神的时候到了。
But when God's timing comes,
某年某月某日, 我们不知道什么时候,
on the specific time,
这些大军全部过河了,
all of these armies will cross the great river,
从北边的急处下来,
and they will come down from the north.
哇, 从那预备道路为众王聚集征战,
and they will all gather together for the final battle.
啊, 那我们看, 再看下一页, 这个地方呢, 打仗的地方呢, 启示录也有讲, 16章的第16节,
and in chapter 16, verse 12, it records.
16, verse 16.
It records.
我们看16章16节.
Let us look at 16, verse 16. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon.
大家看电影啊，看什么都听过。 有一些不读圣经的人都知道哈米吉多顿什么意思， 就是代表世界末日。
And we all know what Armageddon means, and that is the end of the world.
其实这里希伯来话叫哈米吉多顿，其实是指一个地方，象征性的一个地方， a symbolic place.
And Armageddon is actually a symbolic place.
那到底有没有一个地方叫米吉多呢？
And is there actually a place called Armageddon?
啊，其实是有的。
And there is.
这个地方是古代一个战场。
And in the past, it was a battlefield.
这是米吉多平原。
And it is the field of Armageddon.
我们看列王记上23章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 23.
1 Kings 列王记上23章29节。
1 Kings chapter
23章29节。 列王记下，对不起，列王记下23章29节。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 23 verse 29.
列王记下23章29节。
2 Kings chapter 23 verse 29. In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went to the aid of the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went against him, and Pharaoh Necho killed him at Megiddo when he confronted him.
就是说米吉多这个地方啊, 就是一个很大的古战场。
And here Megiddo is a battlefield and is a place of crowd.
它在以色列的北边, 靠近加密山。
And it is close to the northern area where Mount Carmel is.
那是一个, 可以说是一个山谷的平原。
And it is in the valley.
那米吉多这个意思呢, 这个字的意思是 place of the crowd, 这是一个很多人聚集的地方。
And the meaning of Megiddo is the place of crowd.
那为什么那么多人喜欢在那边聚集?
And why do so many people like to gather there?
因为大家很喜欢在那边打仗。
That is because they all like to battle there.
因为打仗啊, 要决战的地方啊, 都要有平原, 两军要这边对视, 然后准备好了, 再厮杀, 这个是古代的这个战斗的模式。
Because they like to battle there because it is flat, so both sides will be on each side and they can rush towards the middle.
我们看一两张图啊, 下一个图就是米吉多的, 就高空拍下来, 你看多平啊, 这个地方啊。
And this is how flat the area of Megiddon is.
适合千军万马, 很多坦克车, 战车在那边, 对杀。
And many tanks have all fought there before.
下一个图, 这个米吉多平原也是叫着耶斯列河谷。
And this area of Megiddon is also called the Jezreel Valley.
哇，这是兵家要决胜的地方， 最好就是在这里啊。
And this is the best place for any battle to happen.
不单只是古代， 约西亚王在那边跟埃及王打仗。
Not only did King Josiah fight with the Egyptians at that place.
我查过一下历史，就算是第一次世界大战的时候。
Even in the First World War.
1918年。
In 1918.
联军跟Ottoman Empire 奥特曼帝国也在那边决战。
During the First World War, the Allied troops were led and they fought with the Ottoman army.
所以这个地方啊。被形容就象征性的，就是一定会有发生一种很大的战争，叫哈梅吉多。
And many battles have happened there at Megiddon.
好，那我们看回来这个以西结，以西结38:22。
So let us turn back to Ezekiel chapter 38:20.
38:12。
Let us turn back to Ezekiel chapter 38:12.
38章, 以西结38:12。
Ezekiel 38:12. To take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods who dwell in the midst of the land.
你看啊，这里形容啊，这祝贺之大战会在哪里打？圣经已经讲得很清楚。
And here it already tells you when the last battle will take place.
会在那个住在世界中间的。
And it is going to be in those who dwell in the midst of the land.
哇，什么叫中间？我们看那个地图。
And where is the midst of the land?
我们中国人呢，把自己叫中国，好像中心呢，其实不是，中国不是世界的中心。
We often claim that China is the middle of the land. However, that is not the case.
真正的世界中心在哪里？
Where is the actual center and the middle of the world?
你看啊，中间那个地方，以色列人，神给以色列人的地方在哪里？
And it is where did God give the Israelites the land?
以色列住的地方就是连接非洲、亚洲、欧洲的一个中心点。
And this land is the middle of Africa and Asia and Europe.
你看，真的是中心啊，连贯三大洲啊。
And it is right in the middle.
神就把以色列人放在那一边。
God has placed the Israelites there.
因为希望他们可以将神的话语啊、律法、啊、还有信神的好处告诉全世界人啊。
Because God wanted His people to tell others about how great God is and spread the gospel.
做见证。
And He wanted them to testify.
但是以色列百姓没有为神做见证。
However, the Israelites did not testify.
常常犯罪。
They often sinned.
所以神就把他们交在外邦人手中。
And that is why God placed them in the hands of their enemies.
就算到最后。
Even to the very end,
以色列百姓也不相信主耶稣。
The Israelites do not believe in our Lord Jesus.
所以他们要面对很大的苦难。
And that is why they must face suffering.
所以最大的战争，全世界一起来的，要在他们那边打。
So the final battle will happen on their land.
哇，这里是住在世界中间的人。
And that is why here it says those who dwell in the midst of the land.
下一个图啊，这些图就是特别把以色列这个国家特别 highlight 出来的。
And here it highlights the country of Israel.
所以这场仗啊，中东的大战呢，是一定会打的。
And that is why this final battle will happen.
我们现在每天看新闻啊，看到中东越来越紧张了。有时候紧张了一阵子，又放松，又好像松一口气，其实都没有真正的放松。
And when we read the news, we often see that it is a little bit more relaxed there, but then the violence will happen again.
啊，但这个是即时的加大，只会按照历史的前进。
But this is according to history, and it will continue.
好了，最后那场大仗呢？以色列人呢，打不过这些那么多的国家。
And in the end times, the Israelites will have to fight many of these countries.
因为他们太多了，敌人太厉害了。
Because the army is so great, so they are unable to.
但是神说我要帮他们。
But God says, I will help them.
这些哥哥还有他的集团一定会失败。
And Gog and his allies will indeed fail.
我们看39:4，再下一页了哈。39:4。
Let us look at chapter 39:4.
39:4。
39:4. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops, and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to birds of prey of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured.
哇，这个神直接帮，神说我与各个为敌，我要帮助我的选民。
And here God says, I will help the chosen ones.
所以呢，直接出手。
So God Himself will strike out His hand.
所以那些敌人会死伤惨重。
So all of the enemies will indeed fall.
我们看第九节啊。
Let us look at verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9, then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and bucklers.
这是个形容，象征的形容。
And here it is a description of a battle.
当时候武器太多了，那么人都死光了，在地上太多武器了。
And at that time, there's a lot of weapons, and there are many people who have died.
随便捡起来当柴烧，都不用去砍树木了。And
you can use it and just set it on fire and burn the weapons.
不是说以后打仗会用那个木头来打，只是形容，就是武器剩下的太多，死人死太多了。
And this is not to say that we will use wood to fight, but it is just saying there's so much weapons left over that you can use it.
第十二节。And
let us look at verse 12. Verse 12, for 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land.
这里形容埋葬那些死人多到要7个月才有办法埋葬好他们。
Here records that there will be so many dead bodies that it will take 7 months to bury them.
当然也是一个形容，代表死伤惨重。
And it is just a description, and it is telling us that there will be many dead.
这些事情历史上都还没有发生。
And all of these things has not yet happened.
在最后主再来之前会发生。
But it will come before our Lord comes again.
好，第二样事情。And
the second item.
敌人死那么多，以色列人当然也会死很多啊，不可能只有死马哥啊、哥哥人啊，以色列人肯定也死很多啊。Even
though the Israelites fight, they will suffer themselves, and the suffering will not only be on Gog and Magog.
为什么他们要吃那么多苦呢？
And why do they need to suffer so much?
圣经讲了，因为他们的不信，因为他们的罪。
The Bible is telling us because they do not believe and because of their sins.
我们看39章。
Let us look at chapter 39.
23节。
Verse 23. The Gentiles shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. I gave them into the hand of their enemies, and they all fell by the sword.
以色列人是神的选民。
The Israelites are the chosen people of God.
亚伯拉罕的子孙。
They are the descendants of Abraham.
应该是要相信从神来的弥赛亚救主耶稣基督。
And they are supposed to believe in the Messiah who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
亚伯拉罕所指的他的后代要使万族得福的就是主耶稣啊。
And the generation and the descendants of Abraham is
Jesus.
Should have to believe in Jesus.
全世界人都要透过耶稣基督得福啊。
And everybody will come to have salvation because of Jesus.
所以犹太人应该是第一个信耶稣才对啊。So
the Israelites should be the first ones to believe.
但是犹太人亲手把耶稣钉十字架。However,
the Jews went to nail Jesus on the cross.
本来比拉多还不想钉耶稣。And
at first, Pilate did not want to crucify Jesus.
犹太人大声说：“钉死他，钉死他！这个罪贵在我们，还有我们的子孙。”
However, the Jews shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him! And let the sins be on us and our descendants."
从此之后，以色列人多灾多难，比以前更多灾多难。And
starting from that time on, the Jews suffered greatly.
被罗马人控制。They
were controlled by the Romans.
那到最后也是流离失所。And
afterwards, they
disappeared.
They disappeared.
对，那后来二次大战的时候，被希特拉杀了好几百万。
And in World War II, they were killed by Hitler.
Millions of them.
Millions of them.
Holocaust.
During the Holocaust.
现在复国了。And
now they have revived again.
但是在最后会面对最大的战争，在他家里，在他的国家被打。However,
in the end, they will be attacked in their own homes.
因为他们还没相信呢。And
that is because they have not yet believed.
但是他们最后要相信。But
in the end, they will.
他们经历过那么大的苦难。
After they have experienced all this suffering,
他们觉得没有救主了，没有别的弥赛亚了。And
after they realize that there is no other Messiah,
他们醒过来。They will
be awoken.
剩下的犹太人会信耶稣。And
the remaining Jews will go and believe in Jesus.
圣灵感动保罗早就讲。And
the Holy Spirit has already moved Paul to say this.
我们看罗马书9章。Let
us turn to Romans chapter 9.
27节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 27. Isaiah also cries out concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved.
这里保罗说了,
And here Paul says, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, Here it says the remnants will be saved.
为什么剩下？
And why are they the remaining ones?
打仗都死光啊。
It is because they have all died in battle.
敌人死两万万那么多，你其他选民你不死不什么不可能啊。
And the enemies have already died over 200 million. But and how is it that the Israelites will not die?
一定是死大部分的。
And majority of them will die.
所以保罗这里圣灵感动他，虽然堕入海沙，但是到最后能够得救的，哎呀，剩下一点点的，可能连钻石那么宝贵啊，那么少啊。
And here, even though they are as great as the sand of the sea, only the remnant will be saved.
好，但是到最后这些人呢，全部醒过来了，最后机会，赶快信主。
But in the end, they will be given a last chance to wake up and to believe.
我们看罗马十一章二十六节。
Let us look at Romans chapter 11, verse 26.
十一章二十五节。
Romans 11, verse 26.
25开始吧。罗马十一章二十五节。
Verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Lest you should be wise in your own opinion that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. 26. And so Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
圣灵感动保罗写出来得救的这个顺序。
And here the Holy Spirit moved Paul to write the order of being saved.
本来应该犹太人先得救。
Originally, the Jews should have been saved first.
他们不要。
But they did not want this.
好，神说把它放到最后。
So God says we will leave them until the very last.
先让外邦人得救。
And let us have the Gentiles be saved first.
我们都是外邦人啊，我们不是亚伯拉罕的肉体的子孙啊。
All of us are Gentiles because we are not straight descendants of Abraham.
但是我们竟然在基督里面先得救。
And even though we are saved first.
这是外邦人的数目。
And we are the numbers of Gentiles.
所以现在外邦人的数目还没有满。
So now that the amount of Gentiles has not yet been succeeded.
你要受洗也可以，你要来得圣灵也有，教会也是开门的。
If you want to come to believe and to be baptized, the church doors are still open.
好了，等到神说外邦人的数目满了。
But when the numbers of Gentiles has been filled.
时间到了。
And the time has come.
恩门关闭了。
And the door of grace has been closed.
你那个时候要来信。对不起，教会关门了，没有办法聚会了，大逼迫开始了。
And if you want to come to believe at that time, it is too late because it is the time of persecution.
大战争开始了。
And the great battle has happened.
哇、哦，那个时候你就外邦人就没机会了，你跟我就没有再机会可以洗礼了，可以聚会了。
And at that time, it will be too late for us to come to get baptized.
啊，这个进入最后的大战争的时候。
And this is the time that the great battle will start.
剩下的以色列人。
And the remaining Israels,
全家就信主得救了。
They will all come to be saved.
这个就是以西结书所预言的。
And this is what is being prophesied in the book of Ezekiel.
保罗说，救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的罪恶。
And Paul here says the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
得到耶稣的赦罪。
And their sins will be taken away.
得到洗礼。
And they will be baptized.
好了，那以西结书讲什么呢？
So what is the book of Ezekiel talking about?
他讲说，到最后他们要得到神的灵。
It says that in the end they will receive the saving of God.
The spirit of God.
The spirit of God.
我们看以西结三十九章。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 39.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
三十九章二十九节。
39 verse 29. And I will not hide my face from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God.
这个时候神就不会再拒绝以色列人。
And at this time, God will no longer reject the Jews.
因为他们诚心真诚的悔改。
Because they have truly repented.
神会说：“我要将我的灵浇灌以色列。”
And he will pour
家以色列家，这是犹太人。
And he will pour out his spirit on the house of Israel.
所以当我们只看见以色列人剩下的人悔改归真，领圣灵，接受洗礼的时候，你就知道了。主耶稣马上再来了。
So when we see that the Jews have come to believe in Jesus and to be baptized, we will know the end is here.
现在在以色列了，也有一些基督徒。
And currently now in Israel, there is a few members.
但是数目不是很多，不是主流了，不是太多。
But the number is not great.
他们也相信耶稣是弥赛亚，他们叫做 Messianic Jews， 就是仰望弥赛亚的。
And they are called the Messianic Jews, and they are also believers.
但是他们所相信的不是全备的救恩。
However, they have not yet come to understand the full gospel.
还不知道这个按照圣经的赦罪的洗礼。
They have not been baptized according to the Bible.
洗罪还没有洗干净。
And their sins have not yet been cleansed.
还没有领圣灵, 像五旬节时代一样。
They have not yet received the Holy Spirit like the time of the Pentecost.
这个都要等到最后真教会的福音要传到那边。
And they have to wait until the end times when the real gospel has reached there.
但是要怎么样进行啊? 我们就等待, 求主耶稣来带领啊。
And how this will happen, we will have to wait for our Lord Jesus to guide us.
所以今天晚上我们讲了末后终末论要发生的事情。
So today we talked about two major events that will happen in the end times.
第一就是最后的大战。
The first one is the great battle at the end.
哥哥跟他的群众跟他的集团会被引领到米基多，在以色列跟神的选民最后的对抗。
Where Gog and Magog will be led to Megiddon and they will fight the last battle.
但是战后神的开恩，剩下的以色列人要得救。
And the second is that the remaining Jews must be saved.
这个是跟新约罗马书跟启示录都是互相呼应。
And this is repeated often in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
至于第三点呢，就是下一页的。And
the third point.
这个是留下一次再讲，这是真教会会受到前所未有的属灵的攻击啊。And
the true church will be spiritually attacked.
因为这个不单只是指物质上的这个世界大战。Not
only will they have to face the physical battle.
其实属灵上更重要的是指真教会会遇到前所未有的攻击。
But the true church will be attacked spiritually.
这个我们要下一次再学习。
And we will save this to learn next time.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
85.
85.